And we're back here live on VCMG on the Oldies Station, and you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. We've been answering calls all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And now we're going to take a call from our resident astrologer. She's going to call in and tell us what's happening in the stars and the planets in December for all of us. I can't wait to hear what this is going to look like. It's been an interesting astrological 2023. Is it going to go out with a bang? Let's hear from Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great, Sarah. Always happy to be here with you.
Thank you. Glad to have you back. Yes, it went quickly. Here we are again.
Here we are, wrapping up the year.
Yes.
Well, we want to know. I know you've been talking about there's a lot of things moving in the year, but this month, I think it makes sense that we're coming into a retrograde this month. I think a lot of the movements in the energies are letting us slow down, take a look back, reassess before we embark on a year that's going to be rocky too. So I think some of the energies that's forcing us this month to slow down a little are really for our benefit, but we'll also talk about where our abundance might come in the
all
new
right,
year. How's
right.
that?
Oh, whoa. Wait, you thought you would slip that little line in like, well, we're going to be just looking back and kind of sit back and be retrospective because 2024 is going to be a what? Rocky year? What? What?
Well, I think, you know, we're still going to be feeling the effects of Uranus and unexpected events. And I think we all know we still have a lot of things to work out globally and locally and in our own lives. And I think then it's a good time to pause and recollect and kind of think about how we want to move forward. And to what you were talking about earlier, too, with everyone, how do we center back to our true selves and keep to our truth moving forward?
Yeah.
And a retrograde in many ways makes us do that, along with the other crazy stuff it brings to us, as we all talk about all the time, right?
Yes, we do. We talk about all the different things that can happen with technology and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, the planet of communication looks like it's going backwards, so that does make things go a little jumpy. But some things are clearing up because we do have three planets going direct. So it's not all backwards. We have some movement going forward for each one of us. So
right.
we could take a look at where we're finally going to see some clarity and be able to move forward and where we need to really kind of rethink before the new year. How's that?
That sounds great. Let's rock around the astrological clock.
Let's rock. First, let me give you some dates. So I should share with everybody, Neptune did go direct today. So any fogginess or clarity maybe in some areas of your life should start hopefully to clear up a little bit for you. We're going to talk about the new moon on the 12th in Sagittarius. That's important because those of you who know about the nodes, which deals with destiny and your life purpose, is really connected to that new moon. Now, Mercury goes retrograde, first half in Capricorn, then in Sagittarius. We'll talk about that, too. The full moon in Cancer is on the 26th, and then Jupiter goes direct on the 30th. So keep in mind when we're talking about what's going on, those are the dates. So let's start. Remember, pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign, if you know it. So for Aries, your new moon is in your ninth house, so that's about travel and study, adventure. So it's time to, what do you in the next 6 months, think about how you're going to explore and expand your horizons. Now, your Mercury retrograde is in the third house. That's the house of communications. So the beginning of the retrograde, it's in your 10th house. That's career. Watch your work communications. Watch before you hit that send on your email. Then it moves to Sagittarius, which tends to have pretty blunt communications. So in your world, watch out for that kind of bluntness around the retrograde. The full moon is going to affect your home life. So clean up any home life, family issues before the holidays so it goes smooth on your full moon. Now, your Jupiter goes direct in your house of money, Aries. So where you might have been held back, abundance should be coming your way. So use the retrograde to think of where you could create new earnings because that door's opening for you. Now, Taurus, Your new moon is in your house of intimate relationships. So think about those in the next 6 months and where you want them to be. Maybe it could get to a new level for you. Now, your Mercury retrograde begins in your house of travel. So particularly for you, if you're making travel plans, I would recommend go to a place you've been to before. If you're going to someplace new, make sure you got everything in order. Be careful. The second half is in your house of finances and your intimate relations. So any joint resources, take a look at that and be careful during the Mercury retrograde. Don't do anything new then. The full moon is in your house of communications and in your local community. So it's a time that maybe you want to be involved in your neighborhood locally. Now, your Jupiter is going direct in your sign, and you've been working on a new chapter in your life, Taurus. So when it goes direct, it's full speed ahead for you, folks. You have a really good year coming up. Now, Gemini, your new moon is in your seventh house of partnerships. So maybe it's time to have you a new level in your partnerships, business or personal. They may go to the next level with this new moon. Where do you want them to be in 6 months? Your retrograde starts off in your house of joint ventures and shared resources. So you want to be careful putting those together during the retrograde. And then it moves right into your seventh house again. So old lovers, love returns, watch out for what goes on during that retrograde. Now your full moon is in your house of money. So Geminis, you might get new money offers, maybe coming from a new source. And your Jupiter is going direct in your 12th house. So whatever you've been working on internally, healing old wounds, now you're going to be able to move forward more clearly. Jupiter is the guardian angel in the 12th house. Now, Cancer, your new moon is in your 6th house. Focus on health and fitness and your daily appointments. Time to make those doctor's appointments. Your Mercury starts off in your house of business and personal partnerships where the retrograde is. So watch out for misunderstandings. Not a time to make anything official. Not a great time to sign contracts with business or in partnerships. Then it moves into Sag in your house of everyday life. So over the holidays, make sure you have all those holiday parties really planned carefully. The full moon, which is rare in your sign, is in your first house. So that's all about who you are, who you want to be, what works for you or not. And your Jupiter goes direct in your house of goals and friendships. Time to expand, new people. Your friends could help you with your goals now. Leo, your new moon is in your house of romance. Maybe it's time to meet someone new, or what kind of romance do you want? Or creative projects. Mercury retrograde, that's in your house of organization. Calendar, deadlines, that's when things are going to get screwed up, so just be aware that that could happen. And then it moves to your house of romance, so you may have an ex return during that Mercury retrograde or a reunion with someone. The full moon, that's in your 12th house of closure, time to release what's not working for you. And your Jupiter is in your house of career. You should be getting new opportunities, maybe looking at a promotion. Things should go forward for you, Leo. Now, Virgo, your new moon is in the fourth house of home and family. Are you thinking about a move? What do you want your home to look like in the next 6 months? Maybe expand it. Your Mercury retrograde is in your fifth house. That's romance. So be aware of miscommunications in your romantic life. And then it moves into your house of family. So that happens over the holidays. So you want to make sure you clear up anything with your family so you have a nice holiday when that retrograde is going on. The full moon, your 11th house of friends, you're thinking about what friends you want and what friends aren't working for you anymore. And your Jupiter moves in your 9th house of adventure. Now it's time to expand your horizons. Plan that trip. Go study something new. Libra, your new moon's in the 3rd house, communications. All right, share your ideas. Your Mercury retrograde is in your house of home. Watch for miscommunications with family members, people you're living with. And then it moves into Sag, so watch out for that blunt tongue and what you're saying. It could cause problems. The full moon is in your house of career. What's going to change there for you? And your Jupiter is in your 8th house of intimacy. So maybe that intimate relationship is ready for the next step. Maybe you'll get a windfall, an inheritance, some money from someplace. Scorpio, your new moon is in your house of finances and money. So So what do you want that to look like in the next 6 months for you? Your retrograde starts off in the house of communication. So you too, watch those emails, watch technology, travel's going to hit you. And when it hits Sagittarian, watch out for scams and those kind of transactions when it has to do with money, Scorpio. The full moon is in your house of travel. Think big. Time to take that big trip. And your Jupiter goes forward in your house of partnerships. Maybe you'll meet somebody new. Maybe you'll form a new relationship or you'll make something official finally, but not until the retrograde is over. Sag, the new moon is in your first house. It's about you. What do you want? Something for yourself. Your Mercury retrograde is in house of money, so watch those transactions. Watch out for scams. And then it also moves into Sag, so watch your communications there. Your full moon is with shared relations, intimate relations, money. So what do you want your new investments to be with your partner? And your Jupiter moves forward in your health house. Start those new habits. Put those big, get those things done for yourself, finally moving forward. Capricorn, new moon, your house, 12th house, healing time. Time to release and put closure to what you need. Your retrograde is in your sign, starts off in Capricorn. So don't do anything until that is over. It's in your first house. Just keep considering things, Capricorn. And then when it moves into Sagittarian, it's closure time. You need to get rid of what's not working for you. Full moon is in partnerships. Maybe you'll make something official there, business or personal. And your Jupiter moves forward in the fifth house, so the romance light is on. Time to meet someone. It's also the house of children, Capricorns who've been looking to have children. The spotlight is on if that's what you want. Aquarius, new moon in the 11th house, friends, parties, network, go have that holiday party. Your retrograde is in the 12th house, first off, for healing, time for yourself, and then it moves into the friend's house. So watch for your miscommunications with friends around those holidays. Make sure everything is clearly related. Your full moon is in your house of health and organization. Make sure you're organized for those parties. And your Jupiter goes direct in home and family. You could finally resolve some of those things that you might have been waiting on. Now you could move or renovate. Good time for real estate. And finally, Pisces, your new moon is in your house of career or goals. Maybe someone you meet could give you a boost there. Where do you want to be in your career in 6 months? Your retrograde is with your house of friends. Maybe an old friend will return or you'll join a group you used to be a part of. And then in Sag, it's about your professional life as well, so be careful on business trips. Full moon is in romance and creativity. Your talents are being highlighted. And for you, your Jupiter is moving forward with your community in the third house, with new connections to move forward. So we all have our areas to move forward, Sarah, and things that we need to reflect upon and to ease into the new year before we tackle what the next year will bring us.
Well, Stacy, it sounds like every sign's got something to work on, and yes, something to look forward to. Stacy, what advice would you give our listeners regarding clearing the past? It's been a highly charged spiritual, astrological, emotional, and just world year. What would you like to tell our listeners about how to clear the past so that they can step into 2024 with a clean slate?
I think what you talk about too, Sarah, is it means getting back to our true selves, why we're here, understanding our place, and also understanding that we're here really following our journey and we're playing out what we need to learn. And that's why in the retrograde in this time, it's good to sit and meditate and be quiet and reflect and understand what your mission is here and what you're really here to fulfill. And look forward to the next year of knowing you have all the backings and the strengths and asking for help from the angels. And you wouldn't be here on this journey if you weren't supported to be successful. And understand that we're all navigating this together. But with the right support and staying true to yourself, that's the only way to move forward.
It's the only way to move forward. And I'm looking at 2024 based on the conversation I had with Spirit. And even in the creation of our New Year's collection, our package of the forecast and the kit that has everything you need to toast in the new year. Spirit really said that it was the year of soulful truth. What is your truth? And finding that truth, but the truth that comes from the soul, not the conditioned truth, the soul of who you are, and really understanding that truth. That's what the year is going to be about, according to Spirit. Sounds like the astrology is going to be backing that. Stacy, how can our listeners reach you?
It so rings. I'm sorry, Sarah, I was just saying it so rings true. That is the only way to move forward, because we all know what the real truth is inside when we stop and be quiet and think through it. And that's the only way we're going to navigate through. So
yes.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. How can our listeners reach you, Stacy? How can they set up a session with you so that they can be prepared for 2024 and get their chart?
Thank you, Sarah. I can be reached at destinyinthestars.com. There's an array of different types of readings we could do, understanding your journey and the year you're currently in with your birth year. And it's helpful to navigate knowing your own journey and your own path as well, and how you can navigate to the best of why you're here amongst all of us trying to figure that out together.
And it also makes a really great gift if you want to give that gift to someone. You have that available as well, that people can give it as a gift to someone else so that they can have their chart done and they can get some insight on their life. So thank you so much, Stacy. It's been a fabulous 2023. We appreciate you. We know that every month you prepare just the information for us, for our group and the astrological signs. And we appreciate you always taking the time to be ready to share your wisdom, your knowledge, and the insight of the planets with all of our listeners all across the nation. And we want to thank you. We want to wish you a happy holiday season and a very happy new year.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I'm just so honored to be part of what you bring to the world and your show. And happy holidays and blessings to everyone. And we'll see you next year.
See you next year. All right, Stacy. Bye for now.
Bye.
If you'd like to learn more about Stacy, go to destinyinthestars.com. There you can find a list of her services, read her bio, a little bit of insight as to who Stacy is. And be sure to get that appointment, because we really want to know what the stars have in store for us all tonight.